Hi, and welcome back to Oh the Horror, the dramas that keep you on the edge of your seat. This episode, Soul Sister, will be following the first half of Alice's story. Alice Coburn is a normal 18-year-old student, mostly. She was born with an ability to see innocent people's souls. Luckily, this means she can avoid and turn in those who get into trouble, especially during the last semester of the 2050 school year. But there's one big problem. Alice can't see her own soul.
Welcome back to class, students. I may be a computer, but I am elated to teach another day of statistics for you. If you could please turn in your homework to the digital file at this time, that would be great. Thank you. On to today's lesson. There are three scenarios that we are going to focus on for computing regression models. We will compute based on substance.
Ugh, this again? I hate when the tech malfunctions. We covered this lesson last class. God, having math last period is the worst. Also, I'm exhausted. I stayed up all night watching local news.
For example, the slope of example A or B1 is 7.189.
Why were you watching the news?
I wanted to see if there was anyone I knew.
Come on, give me a straight answer.
Alright. I wanted to see if anything happened with that Sierra girl.
Go on.
Well, her soul disappeared yesterday.
For example, the slope of example.
Dude, that's creepy. She wasn't in my Spanish class today, I don't think.
Trust me, she wasn't here all day. She was arrested last night. Vandalism.
How do you know that?
It was on the...
Don't forget the caret above the Y value because it's a prediction. Have a good day, class.
Awesome, class is over. Wait, didn't that kid in the band hoodie have a soul yesterday? Casper, I think his name was...
Alice, how do you know? I thought you could only see-
Oh, shush, you're yelling.
Right, okay, so how?
By watching the news, dummy.
Oh, ooh, didn't you just get the new iHologram too?
Simone, you're fangirling about electronics again.
Fine, I'll stop, but what are you gonna do about that Sierra girl?
You tell me, Simone. It's not like I can change the past. Her soul is already gone. And so is that other kid's, and so is mine. Anyways, I'm headed to the library. My sister practices today and I have to take her home later. Are you coming?
No, I'm taking Faith on a date to that new tech convention place downtown. Have fun, though.
See ya. I can't believe I told Simone, of all people, about my ability. What was I thinking? I never fully understood my capabilities. Seeing souls is certainly unnerving, especially when I was younger. They're so... pale and ghoulish, and they kind of slink around, ugh. When I was younger, I asked my mom at one point why she had an imaginary friend. She said she didn't have one. Turns out it was just her soul I was seeing. My dad never had one, but he ended up in jail. Everyone who doesn't have a soul seems to end up in jail, or at least in trouble. I mean, some people with souls do too, but everyone without a soul does something questionable. It's a foolproof evaluation of people for me. I mean, at least I think. Just gotta submit my essay. And done! Thank goodness I'm exhausted. Now to pick up my sister. Bessie, turn on the radio and head to Chestersville High School.
Okay, starting your route to Chestersville High School.
In local news, there has been a recent outbreak of criminal activity emerging from Chester's High School. Many students have been found causing havoc throughout town, going as far as vandalism and robbery in some cases. Recent convicts include Sierra Rome, Luis Diaz, Abigail Malloy, and Maggie Porto. Officials say that some of the events could be tied to the election of Chief.
You know, I still find my ability unsettling. It's like I could have told them this was going to happen. Well, not the actual event so much as who would be doing it, but still. God, this gym stinks. Luckily, I'm going to only be here for a few minutes. Now, where's Emma? She must be in the bathroom or something. Oh, wait. Hey, Shannon! Where's Emma?
Oh, I don't know. I thought she was homesick.
It's weird. Maybe she is sick? Got a ride home after school from a friend or something. Oh, okay. Thanks. I should get home quick then, just to make sure she's okay. Bessie, head home.
Okay. Setting a course for home.
Em's friends are a pretty nice group, so one of them must have taken her home. They always seem to take in the new kids, which is great. But I don't know. That one new kid with the band hoodie seemed kind of fishy. And soulless. Odd. The lights are all off. Maybe she's sleeping. Emma? Emma, you here? Em? God, where is she? Emma, where are you? Oh my goodness. She's not here. But that band hoodie is.
Yesterday, a young girl by the name of Emma Coburn went missing from her home. Evidence has managed to give officials an idea about the kidnapper, but they have declined to provide this information to the public. If you see a young lady with blonde hair and green eyes, 5'4" and 120 pounds, please call 911. She was last seen wearing black jeans and a green hoodie. Thank you.
Alice, it's been 4 days. Have they still got nothing as to where she is?
No, it's awful. They've barely been investigating. And they don't believe me when I say the hoodie is that Casper kid's. I think I'm going to go in again today at the main station. They have a truth detector there, so they have to know that I'm telling the truth.
Well, it is just a hoodie, Alice. Do you have any other evidence?
Well, I saw that kid's soul disappear the day it happened.
Alice, that's perfect. If you tell them on the truth detector, then maybe it'll be enough evidence.
Yeah, but what if it doesn't work?
You won't know if you don't try. After all, you and I both know you'd do anything for Emma. I'll even go with you.
Well, okay.
Well, how'd it go?
They actually believed me. They're going to look more into it. Chief Flanagan is actually going to take my case personally, and he wants to interview me further on this whole soul thing. Gosh, why didn't I explain my ability earlier?
That's great. Hey, celebratory pizza, there's that place down the road. I'll pay.
Sure. Emma would want me to relax a little bit. I've done all I can for now to help her.
Alice's story is part of Oh the Horror, a podcast produced by Katie Piedra for WHJE. More stories like hers can be found at whje.com.